The Sacramento Business Journal's Scott Rott is here to talk about the region's business news, something we do every Friday. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
There's a new clinic coming to East Sacramento. It specializes in cryotherapy. What do you know about this business, and what exactly is cryotherapy?
U.S. Cryotherapy is a Davis-based chain of clinics. It's planning to open a new 2,200-square-foot location at 5714 Folsom Boulevard in East Sacramento. Cryotherapy, or cold shock therapy, as it's sometimes referred to as, is a process of immersing customers in a chamber where temperatures drop to as low as negative 166 degrees Fahrenheit. Therapy sessions last only a few minutes, but the treatment is supposed to help with issues like inflammation and circulatory response.
Negative 166 degrees. That sounds pretty intense. Is this business part of like a larger health system?
It's not part of a larger health system. The chain, though, has 23 locations nationwide and actually opened its first location in Roseville in 2011. A local chiropractor named Lance Casaza will operate the East Sac location. The franchise group behind the East Sacramento location is also looking to open locations in Elk Grove and Folsom.
Elks Tower is in the news. That's the historic building at 11th and J Streets in downtown Sacramento. The state has denied a card room license for the building. I didn't even know people were trying to make this building a card room. What's the backstory on this?
You know, the city first received an application for the proposed card room and event space in Elks Tower in 2016. Steve Ayers, owner of the Elks Tower, proposed a 24-hour gaming and entertainment center that would include a lounge, a bar, restaurant, private dining areas, and also meeting rooms. Then things got a little shaky. About a year later, two other card rooms in Sacramento sued the city, claiming it unfairly issued the license to Elks Tower. And at the same time, Ayers was working to get a state card room license because in Sacramento, you need both a license from the state and the city to operate a card room.
But it sounds like state officials reached a final decision.
Yeah, they did, and they declined Ayers' application. The State Gambling Commission does a very thorough background check for applicants. They look for things like, quote, moral turpitude, which is their words, not mine. They focused on run-ins with the law in Ayers' background, including driving convictions for speeding and driving under the influence, as well as a misdemeanor in the last several years. There's no word on what the plans, though, for Elk Tower have for the future.
And finally, also downtown, a developer is proposing a new rooftop bar and restaurant. What do you know about this project?
You know, we're still scraping for detailed information on this one, but anytime you hear rooftop bars in the works, people's ears tend to perk up. It's planned for 730 I Street, which is about a block or two from the arena, and it looks like the project may use some existing rooftop amenities. There are some currently what are called mechanical rooftop penthouses on top of the building, which could be incorporated into the design of the rooftop bar and restaurant. Bay Miri is the developer behind the project. He was unable to share more details at this time, but we're keeping a close eye on it.
So pretty close to the Golden One Center. Sounds like developers and restaurant owners still see an opportunity for new bars and eateries near the arena.
You know, I think that's a fair assessment. We're continuing to see new restaurants open up. Camden Spit and Larder at Capitol and Sixth is an example of that. You know, there have been some hiccups with restaurants around the arena. El Rey on K has been in the news lately. It looks like they've been on the rocks and maybe attempting a rebrand. It's sort of unclear at this point, but that doesn't appear to be having a chilling effect on other developers or restaurateurs. And especially with new housing being planned downtown, such as the mid-rise at 601 Capitol Mall, which is slated to have 162 units, developers seem to be anticipating that there's going to be an uptick in demand for restaurant options downtown.
That's Scott Rott from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business, and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.